News, I'm Tommy McNeil. Congressional Democrats tour Texas border facilities as news emerges about a secret Facebook group for Border Patrol agents that includes racist and violent content. AP correspondent Tim McGuire.
Members of Congress visit an immigration detention center and two Border Patrol stations in the El Paso area. Texas Democrat Congressman Joaquin Castro says immigration and Border Patrol have a long way to go in improving conditions.
The system is still broken. And that people's human rights are still being abused.
ProPublica reports a closed Facebook page made up of current and former Border Patrol members included sexist posts and comments mocking migrant deaths.
There are many within CBP who become desensitized to the point of being dangerous to the migrants in their care.
Border Patrol head Carla Provost says any employee violating standards will be held accountable. I'm Tim McGuire.
The United States says it will never allow Iran to develop a nuclear weapon after Tehran announced that it had exceeded the limit on its stockpile of low-enriched uranium it agreed to in the 2015 international accord restraining its nuclear weapons development. The White House said in a statement Monday that Iran should be held to a standard of no uranium enrichment and said that the United States will continue its pressure on Iran. Statement said that maximum pressure on the Iranian regime will continue until its leaders alter their course of action. Earlier Monday, Iran's Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif told the semi-official news agency ISNA Iran has crossed the 300-kilogram limit, which curtailed its stockpile of uranium enriched up to 3.67%. The United Nations Atomic Watchdog Agency did confirm on Monday that Iran had exceeded the limits imposed by the deal. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The economy is solid, but President Trump is not seeing much of a bump in support as a result. AP correspondent Sagar Magani has more from the White House.
The president's getting mixed reviews in an AP NORC Center for Public Affairs research poll. Nearly two-thirds of respondents say the economy's good, but just 47% approve of how he's handling it. The skepticism could hurt his re-election bid. Wisconsin farmer Ryan Brigham is struggling, but says the president's still his guy.
It's going to come around.
Houston neuroscientist Christelle Bastida's not so sure. She says the Trump economic boost isn't for her.
So far, it's been, I hear, very good for billionaires.
And says any credit for a stable economy goes to the Obama administration. Sagar Magani at the White House.
While signing bills at the White House Monday, President Trump told reporters this year's Independence Day celebration on Thursday will be even bigger than usual.
We're going to have a great 4th of July in Washington, D.C. It'll be like no other. It'll be special. And I hope a lot of people come. And it's going to be about this country. And it's a salute to America. And I'm going to be here. And I'm going to say a few words. And we're going to have planes going overhead, the best fighter jets in the world, and other planes, too. And we're going to have some tanks stationed outside.
Again, U.S. President Trump. Members of the Los Angeles Angels professional baseball team are reeling following the death of starting pitcher Tyler Skaggs, who was found dead Monday. At only 27 years old, AP correspondent Mike Young.
The Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim suffered yet another devastating loss as starting pitcher Tyler Skaggs was found dead Monday afternoon at his hotel room in Texas. Police do not suspect foul play in Skaggs' death, and they have ruled out suicide, but they do not yet know the circumstances of how this all happened. It's unknown if the two teams will play Tuesday night or not. Tyler Skaggs was a mere 27 years old. Mike Young, Arlington, Texas.
Hong Kong's embattled leader has condemned the protesters who swarmed into the legislature and vandalized the main chamber. Carrie Lam noted that the two different protests took place, a generally orderly march that reflected Hong Kong's inclusiveness, and another using violence. She has come under criticism for trying to change extradition laws to allow suspects to be sent to China for trial. The Salvadorian migrant and his daughter, who drowned in a desperate effort to cross into the United States, were buried Monday in San Salvador. A photograph of Oscar Martinez and the 23-year-old Valeria lying face down in the Rio Grande River was shared countless times last week, bringing attention to the plight of those who would enter the United States to seek a better life. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
VOA.
All the hits and more right here on VOA 1.